Good morning. This is Abby with a special Sunday Berlin briefing regarding the coronavirus for Sunday, March 15th, 2020. Several new developments regarding coronavirus have emerged over the weekend. The focus of federal and local governments lies on slowing down the spread of the virus to prevent an overload of hospitals and the healthcare system in general. Major and minor public events have been canceled or postponed. For example, all Bundesliga games are postponed until April 2nd. Since Germany is a federal republic, the authority for taking measures lies in the hands of the 16 constituent states, so one may experience different rules and guidelines depending upon where they live. In Berlin, on Saturday, all public and non-public events with more than 50 participants were prohibited with immediate effect. A corresponding ordinance was passed by the Senate on Saturday. It affects pubs, clubs, amusement arcades, casinos, trade fairs, betting shops, and similar businesses. Cinemas, theaters, concert halls, museums, exhibitions, and similar establishments and places of entertainment, such as brothels, must also be closed. Churches, mosques, and synagogues are also affected by the closure. The regulation came into force on Saturday afternoon. According to Health Senator Kelechi, out of 263 confirmed cases in Berlin, 42 were contracted in a club. Therefore, she and the city's public health officers had obtained the closure of the clubs and the prohibition of events. If fewer than 50 visitors attend the public and non-public event, the organizer must keep an attendance list with names, addresses, and telephone numbers, and retain this list for at least 4 weeks. He or she must then give it to the public health department on request. Restaurants where food is prepared on-site and served may open if tables are at least 1.5 meters apart. On Friday, an announcement by the Senate to close bars and clubs had already caused the dance scene to come to a standstill over the weekend. Almost all bigger clubs did not open Friday evening and will remain closed for the next 5 weeks. For many clubs, this long break means a financial problem, and they fear for their existence. Possible compensation to affected clubs is still to be negotiated, as Culture Senator Klaus Lederer of the Left said on Friday evening. The Berlin Club Commission has initiated initial measures to maintain the liquidity of clubs in the capital. It's in contact with the Senate, banks, and crowdfunding providers to set up a rescue fund. To prevent a further spread of the virus, schools and daycare centers in Berlin will gradually cease operations starting this week. The closure is to begin tomorrow with the upper school centers and vocational schools. Starting Tuesday, all daycare centers, elementary and secondary schools will close. However, each school will have an emergency service for children of parents from, quote, system-relevant groups, such as the police or the fire department. Emergency care is to be organized by the schools themselves. For example, the headmasters could decide whether staff should work at home or be present. Mayor Mueller and Senator Schieres affirmed that relevant final exams could also be held as planned. For the time being, the measures are to remain in place until the end of the Easter holidays on April 19th. What the ruling means for working parents is unclear and has not been foreseen by existing laws. According to the Federal Ministry of Labor and Social Affairs, parents must first make every reasonable effort to ensure that the child is looked after elsewhere. If this is not possible, quote, as a rule, the employee should have the right to refuse to work without having to take leave. However, there is no obligation by the employer to pay a salary, which also could lead to the loss of social benefits. Berlin Briefing will monitor the developments of this aspect as well and keep you informed as soon as new information emerges. The public transport system in Berlin will remain fully operational as long as possible. The reason is that important infrastructure such as hospitals, security authorities, and utilities should remain as accessible as possible for all people. In addition, a restricted service would mean that more passengers per vehicle could be expected, which in turn could lead to an increased risk of infection. However, the Senate does not rule out the possibility that public transport might be restricted in the coming days. If the number of passengers should decrease significantly, the offer could be adjusted, also for the protection of the staff. There also could be restrictions if employees become increasingly ill or are quarantined. For this reason, the Senate administration, the BVLG, and S-Bahn had decided on special protective measures for operating personnel. In buses, for example, passengers are no longer allowed to board in front of the driver, and the driver's cabin is separated from the passenger compartment. It's also no longer possible to buy tickets from the driver on the bus. The S-Bahn is to open train doors automatically instead of having to press the exit button. In addition, the cleaning intervals for all vehicles is being increased. As of Saturday noon, about 4,000 cases have been reported in Germany, 263 of them in Berlin. And now, some answers to frequently asked questions as published by the RBB. People who fear that they've been infected with the coronavirus should first of all stay at home and clarify by telephone whether and where they can be tested for the virus. The Berlin Senate Department of Health has set up a hotline for this purpose. Experts are available between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. at 030-90-28-28-28. If a patient with respiratory problems who has previously been in a risk area as defined by Robert Koch Institute or RKI, or has had contact with an infected person, comes into a practice, he or she is isolated in a separate room, is given a respirator, and, if they belong to a risk group, is tested for both influenza and coronavirus. The evaluation of the test takes almost 5 hours after the sample has arrived in the laboratory by courier. As long as it's not clear whether a person classified as a suspected case is carrying the virus, the RKI recommends isolation in hospital. The person concerned is then accommodated in a single room, and the hospital staff must wear protective clothing. If the test result is positive, the person remains in isolation until he or she recovers. In addition, the people with whom the infected patient has had contact must then also be observed for 14 days. In order to largely prevent or at least slow down the further spread of the virus, contact persons of confirmed cases of infection must also be identified as completely as possible. Their state of health is observed for the maximum incubation period of 14 days in mostly domestic quarantine. During this time, the public health department is in close contact with the affected persons in order to act quickly if symptoms occur. Risk groups include those with pre-existing conditions that weaken the immune system, such as chronic lung or kidney disease. The virus could also become dangerous for people with transplanted organs or people suffering from a tumor. A special risk group is also older people, with an emphasis on the male sex. The current state of research indicates that for most children, young and middle-aged people, the coronavirus is most likely not life-threatening if they are basically healthy. For more information, please follow the link in our show notes. If you like our podcast, you can help other people discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.